Part 20, Chapter 4. Johnny strode two paces inside the door of Char's room. The muzzle of a submachine gun jabbed into his left side. A brigante rose from behind a chair, holding another Thompson grimly leveled. Lars stood up from behind the bed, a blast pistol pointing at him.
"We're not here to kill you,"
said Lars. He had worked this entire campaign out and added a few embellishments of his own. From all he had heard, this was a treacherous and dangerous criminal liable to do anything. To carry out his principal orders, it was necessary to be very intelligent about this. As intelligent as Hitler would have been.
"Just do as we request, and no harm will come to you. This is an entirely legal proceeding. You are under arrest by order of the council, and these are council troops."
Johnny, as he entered, had been in the act of removing his air mask, or he would have smelled the badly tanned skins and body stench of a brigante. An hour. Angus and Kerr required an hour to put the vital finishing touches on that office. These creatures might go up to the office and might even have arrest orders for them. He would buy Angus and Kerr that hour. He realized then that Lars and these two brigantes had been here for a while. Kerr, when Johnny asked for work clothes, had simply bundled up all of Stormalong's gear. It had been in a neat kit by the bed. Now it was strewn about, thoroughly searched. The food bags from both Africa and the Academy were there. They had also been ransacked. Angus's gear had been very slight, and he had his tool bag with him, so there was no trace that two men's gear was in this pile. The brigante behind him, with a glance at his mate to see that the action was covered, whisked the blast pistol out of Johnny's belt. Johnny shrugged. By time.
"And you are taking me somewhere?"
"You are to appear this morning before the council to be charged."
Johnny casually swung the door shut behind him, closing out any view of the corridor. Angus and Kerr would not come out that way to go to the hangar, but they might make some noise. And worse, might foolishly abandon what they were doing and take these fellows on.
"I haven't had anything to eat since yesterday. Do you mind if I have a bite first?"
Lars stepped back to the wall. The brigante behind him backed away. The one behind the chair stepped to another position, and Johnny collected up the food bag contents and water gourds and sorted them out. He sat down and drank some water out of a gourd. There were some bananas there, and he broke some off the small bunch. The brigantes hadn't seen any bananas since leaving Africa and eyed them. Johnny offered them some, and they would have taken them, except that Lars barked a reprimand, and they quickly snapped back to military duties. Johnny ate a banana. Then he found some millet bread and made himself a sandwich from local beef. He had quite a hard time selecting the exact right slices. The huge Cyclo wristwatch on his wrist was whirring off the seconds and minutes. He had marked it for the hour.
"What are these charges all about?"
said Johnny. Lars smiled very thinly. He was being pumped for confidential council information.
"You will be told in the proper time by the proper people."
Johnny finished the sandwich and found some wild berries. He ate these. The wristwatch whirred along. 49 minutes to go.